A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. Today, I'm going to be talking about what everybody else on the planet is talking about, the Epstein files, the release of the Epstein files. I find it interesting that people are now, and when I say people, I'm talking about 47 supporters are now calling for the release of these files when they have been in charge of the DOJ since he took over, and those files could have been released earlier, and I would say should have been released under the previous administration if they had the files. But I digress. But I think it's interesting that people are asking for these Epstein files and have released enough of them so that we can read through them and see that, you know, where there's smoke, there's definitely fire. I think it's interesting as well that 47 supporters seem to be looking for a way out without saying that they have made a mistake. No contrition, no accountability, no, oh my God, I'm sorry, I voted for the wrong person. And instead of that saying, oh, you know, pedophilia, I can't go for that. I'm like, this is a man who is a convicted sexual batterer. This is a man who has admitted on a hot mic that he sometimes grabs women by the vajayjay, which is a sexual assault. This is a man who's been accused of sexual assault 16 times. This is a man who said that if his daughter was not his daughter, he would probably date her. This is a man who has shown you time and time again who he is, and in that way. This is a man who separated children from his family, from their families, put kids in cages in the prior administration. So I really find it really interesting, and interesting is a kind word. I'm trying not to cuss today, that all of a sudden people are, and it is all of a sudden, because, you know, we care about kids, but we don't care if they eat. You know, with the whole SNAP benefits debacle, with the whole free lunch challenge with Republican lawmakers getting rid of free lunches or throwing food in the trash can for kids who can't pay rather than allowing them to have a hot meal and to make it through school. But that's another topic for another day. But I do find it interesting that this is the hill that people are going to die on. When it comes to 47 and all of his flaws, and being a convicted felon, and definitely engaging in unlawful practices and an unwillingness to acknowledge even the Constitution, and all of the things that he has done, now it's like, oh, this is a bridge too far. So I just want to say, miss me with that. Because it didn't take all of that for you to know who you were working with and who you were voting for. We see you, right? Those of us, we see you. I see you as a Black person, as a woman, as an academic, as all these things. I see you. You know, I see that you were okay with the destruction of the Department of Education, which helps children. Okay. I see that you're okay with the destruction of the SNAP program. I see that you're okay with stripping women of their rights, the rights to our bodies, thus and so the ways in which we can be even present or alive to take care of the children that we have. I see you. So I don't believe that you all care. I don't think anything is going to happen. I don't think that he's going to be taken out of office or impeached. I don't think any of those things, because something should have happened by now. And one big thing that should have happened is that we being the American populace, should have never voted for him for president. And I know that was the Electoral College and not the, you know, the population of people who voted, which is why the Electoral College needs to go. But I do know that after his first stint in the White House, that should have been enough for you. But because Americans are obsessed with being racists, I'm going to say it, the R word, and sexist, and homophobes, and misogynists, and heterosexists, and all of the things. You hate anything that is not, that does not empower white men. anything that is different. And we're not different. We're actually the majority throughout the world. And even in this country, women are the majority. I just wish white women knew that and would use their powers for good when it comes to the voting. And I'm not talking about all white women. I'm talking about those who vote against all women's interests. But yeah, we're actually the majority here. So to position yourselves as a minority, to have to survive in a country that is predicated and was really built on a legacy of terror and murder and the theft of people's lands and all of the things is bad enough. But then to continue to vote for and support people who are against anything progressive. And I think it's crazy that we still think that progressive means that Black people can have jobs. That's being woke. That we can have access to a job or we can have access to education. Ooh, you're woke because you think that children should be able to eat at school. Or you think that, hey, they should get a good education because they didn't ask to be here because you all's legislation said they have to be here, right? So shouldn't they be able to get a good education if they are born to parents who can't afford them, get some type of help or assistance from people who actually can't afford it? And so, yeah, y'all can miss me with all of that. I see you. I'm never getting over it. I'm never going to forgive you. I'm never going to trust you. I do not believe that there is any type of justice for anybody who is not, for anyone who is empowered, for anyone attached to billionaires, because Trump has no money. He uses other people's money. He bankrupts businesses and uses other people's money. And it looks like takes money to give favors that we should not be giving, such as hosting a Saudi prince who had an American journalist murdered in broad daylight. So, and that's not a ha-ha laugh, that is nervous laughter. And then to take up for that person. So, you know, you all know who you have. You have an insurrectionist. You have someone who's disloyal. You have someone who's un-American. You have someone who's not patriotic. You have someone who claims to be all of the, who is not a Christian, doesn't even go to church, doesn't have a church, doesn't have a, and the only spiritual advisors he has are being has been indicted for pedophilia. That story was out a few weeks ago and nobody talked about it, but I did. So I say all of that to say, I'm glad that you all are coming out of your little cult-like comas and that you all are deciding that, oh no, we've got to do something, which, and we know nothing will be done to this man. The Supreme Court has given him the ability to do whatever he wants without any type of, justice. I can't think because my dog's in my ear. Without any type of accountability, and that he cannot be prosecuted. So he can do whatever he wants. But the people around him who've been doing all of these things and, you know, coming up with these trumped up charges against folks like Comey and stuff that we can see on social media, you are not immune from prosecution. So I would like for you to remember that. You are not immune from prosecution. So I just want you to know, this is what I need you to know, that we are not all dumb in this country. There are a lot of dumb people in this country, but many of us are not. And we see exactly what you're doing. And we see that you're trying to deflect. We don't really care who's in the Epstein files. So if it's Democrats in there, they got to go too. You know, that's how Democrats move. It's the other party, which is in lockstep with the white supremacists, the anti-Semites, the white nationalists, the white Christian nationalists, the misogynists, the heterosexists. You know, you all are in lockstep. You don't care. You know, oh, I'm a one issue party voter. Okay. All right. Well, I'm one issue voter. So it doesn't matter that the person I'm voting for is in bed with white supremacists who hate my Black cousin, you know, whatever. You know, my Black sister. So we see you. I don't believe you. I don't believe you care about kids. And that's how they've been treated even before 47 came into office this time. So you can miss us with the faux outrage And, you know, if you're really mad, then do something about it. Insist that something be done about it. But don't be mad because you no longer have benefits. You've lost your job. Your business is folding. All these bad things are happening to you because you thought they were happening to other people who didn't look like you. And so now you're looking for a way out. And because you're too proud to say that you made a mistake, you're like, oh, he's a pedophile. We can't have that. No, he's him. We should never have had him. Yeah, he's who he is. Yeah. And even if you took the pedophilia away, he's someone who should not be in office. He should not be president of the United States. But that is how white privilege and white supremacy works. The worst of the worst rise to the top and stay there. So tune in next Thursday for another episode of Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. Make sure you tune in to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris. It's the award-winning podcast, and they have really robust discussions with lots of different types of people on all sides of issues. So check them out, and I will see you next Thursday. Talk to you soon. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.